now that I'm properly dressed and you can hear me, welcome to worship. To all of you, wherever you are, whether you're here in the church, at Littlewood Court, at home, maybe it's Sunday for you, maybe it's not. Welcome to worship with us this morning. One or two notices this morning. You've got them on in front of you on the sheet. And just a reminder that next Sunday, that's the 18th of February at 11:15. So if you run up the road after church, you can have coffee and pancakes. For the guides are doing this for Thinking Day. They're raising funds to support two of the guides who've been lucky enough to be selected for Girl Guiding International Camps. So do support them. I remember as an 18-year-old going to an international camp in the south of France, and what a wonderful time we had. I think one of the most special things was worshipping on Sunday, and we all said the Lord's Prayer in our own language. It was an amazing event. So do go and support them next Sunday. There's also a reminder of the trustees meeting on February the 13th in the church centre at 7:30, and the men's group on the 20th of February at 7 o'clock in the church centre, when the speaker will be Ruth Ogilvy from the Cyrenians. Come and hear about the work at the Cyrenians and speak to Leslie Mackay to book your place. This morning, the Good Morning Group, I'm standing up for the Good Morning Group this morning, are leading worship. Now, some of them are going to be taking part up here, and I'm hoping that the rest of you are going to take part when we get to the moo moo and the ba ba. You know what I mean? They do. So on Tuesday, we're going to share a little bit of what we get up to on Tuesday mornings. We're going to share a wee play that we have done, and we are going to look at the Beatitudes and try and weave them together. You'll see how we get on later. We've only covered four of the Beatitudes so far, but so you'll only hear about four of them this morning. Anyway, let's worship God together. We are very aware of the amazing God we serve and we are learning about. So let's sing about him in the hymn Meekness and Majesty.
Majesty, Prayer of Thanksgiving. Lord, we come into your presence today with love and gratitude and to praise your name through our praise and worship. We give thanks to you, Lord, for coming to this earth, for dying on the cross, so that we have the gift of eternal life with you. We give thanks that you gave us your Holy Spirit as our comforter and our intercessor for our prayers between mankind and God. We give thanks for our country, the mountains, the glens, our rich farmlands, for our lochs and for our seas. We give thanks for our farmers who are already ploughing the land in preparation for sowing. We give thanks for our farm animals, cows, sheep, hens, all who provide food for our tables. Bless our farmers, and may the weather be kind to them this year. We give thanks for our fishermen who risked their lives to bring us the harvest from the seas. We give thanks for those who work in the oil and gas industries to bring us fuel and heat, who work in the most dangerous seas around our coasts. Lord, bless them and protect them and keep them safe. We give thanks for our National Health Service, our nurses, doctors, specialists in all areas, who work with great devotion to helping us stay well when we are poorly. Thank you for the skills that you have provided them with. From surgeons to cleaners, every one of them is important for our well-being. Bless them, Lord, and protect them from all harm. We thank you for carers who look after the sick and disabled in their own homes, for their dedication to their clients. Bless them, Lord, for the wonderful work that they do in our community and further afield. We give thanks also for our firefighters, police, and for our teachers. We pray for the street pastors who go out at the weekends. We thank you, Lord, for their invaluable work that they do on the streets. Thank you for their continuing and invaluable work. Bless them, Lord, and give them a special anointing, and let us keep them continually in our prayers. We give thanks for modern technology, for our praise band, our organists, and all who make our church run smoothly and efficiently. We give thanks that we have clean water to drink, food to eat, a warm home, and warm clothes. Let us pray for those less fortunate than us that are homeless, those with addictions. Help us to pray to break these addictions in your name. Bless all your people as you made us all equal. Remind us, Lord, to give out generously to those who are in desperate situations. Bless your people, Lord, that they may receive the basics that we take for granted. We give thanks, Lord, that we can freely come and worship together without fear from anyone. We do not have to hide in secret places as they have to in some countries. We give thanks for our Bibles, that we can read them anywhere without fear of punishment. Protect those who have to meet in secret, Lord. We give thanks for Joshua and Heather and pray that they will have a safe journey back to Kemney. We give thanks for those who are leading our service today. Bless them, Lord, and fill them with your Holy Spirit. May our offerings today be used to further your work in Kemney and further afield to bring glory to your name. You came to earth to show us how to love and pray for each other. You taught us to pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Prayer is a very important part of Good Morning Group, We probably spend about 20 minutes to half an hour each Tuesday praising and thanking God for things and praying for different people. And we realize what an important part it is, and we also are aware of the answers and the way that God works through prayer. We also have a lot of fun at Good Morning Group, and I'm going to ask some friends in a minute to come and join us up here. And this is for children, not just little children, but big children as well. You're all big children, aren't you?
Yes.
Good. We do need a bit of help this morning. We're going to have some animals, and you need to help us make the noises. Now, I've got some cards here, which I will hold up at the appropriate time, with the appropriate noise to make. So will you join Jo? Because she's not sure if her voice will cover it for... Sorry? She might not stand up to all the baaing and things. So would you please help her? That means you've got to listen. Would you like to come and join us? Annabelle, would you like to come up here with your sheep? Excuse me. Excuse me a minute. Sorry. She's got a sheep and I've got a cow. Shall we sit at the front here? Sit down here. Okay. Right. Now, we have a story about a little friend called Michael Mouse.
A long, long time ago, on the night when Jesus was born, there was a wee mouse called Michael. Now, I hope you're not afraid of wee mice, because this was a very friendly one. He had big ears and a long tail, tiny wee eyes, and a red boiler suit. He was sleeping in a wee hole just above a burn, thinking nice thoughts and making nice noises. Suddenly, he was wakened by a strange noise. He looked up into the sky and saw that it was bright, bright as day, though it was the middle of the night. And he heard singing. Michael thought he would like to find out what the singing was all about, so he scampered along to see a good friend of his, an owl, who lived up a tree and had a good view of everything that went on. Do-it-do-oo! Do-it-do-oo!
What's all the noise about?
Asked Michael, and the owl replied,
"There's a great commotion, all because a little baby has been born in the village of Bethlehem. Everybody's going to see him, so it seems."
Bethlehem? But that's miles away. Do you think that it's worth me going too?
Oh, I am sure you would find it a memorable experience. Do-it-do-woo! Do-it-do-woo!
So, off went Michael. There weren't any buses or trains in those days, so he had to swim across two rivers and climb hills all on his own. There was a long, long way to go. At last, he arrived and he stood in the yard, just next to the stable where Jesus was born. He was quite exhausted, and his wee red boiler suit was all dirty. So he gave himself a lick to clean himself up as best he could. After all, he wanted the wee baby to see him at his best. While he was sorting himself, along came...
Baa! Baa! Baa!
Along came some sheep.
Hello, you! I mean, Mrs. You!
Michael said to one of the mummy sheeps.
Where are you going?
I'm going to see the wee baby.
Can I come too?
Asked Michael, thinking he'd get a good view if he stood on the sheep's shoulders.
Have you got a present?
No, no,
answered Michael, for he didn't think of bringing a present.
Then you can't come with me.
But what kind of present have you got, Mrs. You?
I've got some wool to keep the wee babby warm. Ba, ba.
And into the stable walked Mrs. Yu and her friends. As they left, Michael heard another sound.
Moo, moo, moo.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Cow. How do you do? I mean, where are you off to?
Moo, I'm not off anywhere. I'm here to see the wee baby.
Oh, can I come too?
Do you have a present?
No.
Then you can't come too.
What kind of present have you got, Mrs. Cow?
I've got some milk in case the wee baby gets thirsty.
So Mrs. Cow moo-mooed her way into the stable. Michael was quite sad. He could not get in. And he was especially sad when he heard how the people inside were enjoying themselves. Michael was lying away to himself when he heard another visitor.
Cluck, 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 cluck-a-doo-doo.
Hello, hen.
Mrs. Hen to you, son, if you don't mind.
Okay, don't get your feathers ruffled. I'm surprised to see you here.
Cluck, cluck, cluck. No surprise at all. This isn't the first maternity ward I've visited. I like to see babies just as much as anyone else. Cluck, 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 cluck.
Well, that's why I'm here, just in case you were wondering. What's the chances of us going in together? You see, I don't know anybody.
Have you a present for the wee baby?
No, I don't.
Well, you can't come with me. At least I've brought some eggs with me. That's my gift to the child.
I don't see any eggs.
That's because I haven't laid them yet.
Cluck, 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 cluck.
And away she clucked into the stable. Michael got sadder and sadder. He was determined to get in, but he didn't know how. So he thought he'd walk around for a bit, and eventually he found himself right outside the stable door. He looked up, and you'll never guess what was staring him straight in the face.
Meow, meow.
It was a big cat.
Meow.
It was a big ginger tomcat with smelly breath. It had been eating a fish supper.
Just what are you after?
I'm just here to see the baby, honest.
Just here to see the wee baby. Have you got a present for the wee baby?
No, no, I don't.
Well, you're no getting in.
You doing in the stable then?
I'm employed to keep wee gomeros like you far away to keep this.
And at that, the cat went to hit Michael with his big ginger paw. But Michael scampered and ran to the side of the stable where he puffed and puffed, breathless with fear and excitement. While he was puffing and panting, he saw some other visitors to the stable, not hens or sheep, or cows, but other ones, you know who. So, there was Michael. He'd run all the way. He'd got his clothes dirty. He'd talked to all the visitors going in. He'd heard singing inside. He'd been threatened by a maladjusted tomcat, and he just could not get in. He was sad. He was very, very sad, and he began to cry. A big tear dribbled down to the end of his wee nose and onto his boiler suit. He was so sad. I don't know what it was, but something made him look up. He looked up to the stable wall, and though it was very dark, he saw a chink of light about the size of a 10-pence piece. It was a wee hole. and Michael wondered if he could maybe climb up into it. It was very high, and as he climbed higher and higher, the wind got louder and louder. It was blowing a gale by the time Michael reached that hole. First he squeezed his head in.
Squeeze!
Then he squeezed his body in. And then he went head first into the hole and stuck his bottom in it and let his tail dangle down outside. It took him a wee while to get used to the light because it was quite bright in the stable. But as soon as his eyes were all right, the first thing he noticed was that Mary, the baby's mother, was looking over at him. And she gave him a big wink. Then she got Joseph, the wee baby's father, to look over at Michael. And he gave him a big wink. And then said ever so gently, "Thanks, wee man." That puzzled Michael. Why should Joseph thank him? And then he realised what he had done. You see, that hole in the wall was too high for Joseph to reach and plug, and he and Mary were worried in case Jesus would feel the draught and catch a cold. Of course, the moment Michael plonked his bottom in the hole, the draught stopped. Mary didn't have to worry any longer. Oh, Michael was chuffed. And he felt especially pleased now that he had a bird's eye view, though it was really a mouse-eyed view. He could see everything. He saw the sheep giving their wool to keep the wee baby warm.
Baa, baa.
He saw the cow giving her milk to the baby when he was thirsty.
Moo, moo.
Then he saw the hen laying her eggs. And since she wasn't sure whether it was right to give eggs to such a wee baby, she gave them to Mary instead. And he saw the shepherds and the wise men give their presents. And everybody looked so happy, even the big ginger tomcat with the smelly breath.
Meow.
Michael stayed in the hole in the wall all night until morning came. Then, when the wind had stopped howling and without any fuss, he climbed down outside the wall and headed home. By the time he got back to the barn where he lived, he was very tired.
Aww.
But his friend was there, ready to greet him.
Twindu, twindu, twindu.
I've heard all about it, you know. I've spoken to the sheep. I've had a word with the cow. I listened for ages to one of the hens. They told me all about it. And they told me how you didn't get in to see the baby because you didn't have a present for him.
Oh, yes, I did see the baby.
But I thought you didn't have a present. What did you give him?
I gave him me for as long as he needed me.
And then Michael turned and disappeared into his wee hole at the side of the burn. And that is where the story ends, with Michael's words, "I gave him me for as long as he needed me." There's no better gift to give Jesus today or any day.
I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you perhaps got something from it. We certainly did when we did it in Good Morning Group. And okay, you maybe associate it with Christmas, but it's an all year round tale. And as you can see from that tale, we're all special, from the smallest of us, Michael Mouse, to the cow and goodness knows who else. So let's sing about it. I'm special because Jesus loves me.
The reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 3. It can be found on page 968 of your Bible. Page 968. Matthew 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And thanks be to God for this reading of his holy word.
So we've heard about the standards for the Christian life. And even as ordinary people, we can begin to achieve them with God's help. So let's sing about it. An army of ordinary people. That's us. As we look into your word and as we remember the story of Michael Mouse, bless us all, help us to listen, and may the words of my mouth and the meditations in all our hearts be acceptable to you, Lord. Amen. So I've spent a week or two asking myself, how do Michael Mouse and the Beatitudes fit together? So I'm going to show you a little bit of some of the thoughts we've had in Good Morning Group and how they fit a little bit with the story of Michael Mouse. you probably agree with me that Michael Mouse was blessed on his journey. It's a strange journey, but he was blessed ultimately with what he found. Now, at Good Morning Group, we are discovering from the Greek Makarios and the Latin Beatitude that blessed means more than happiness, which is a translation in some versions of the Bible. Blessed is more about inner peace, being right with God, no matter what's going on in our lives. And that may not quite fit happiness all the time. The Beatitudes are guidelines for Christian living, and Jesus' words here may seem a little contradictory to the world's way of living, but they are words for Christian living. Now, we've only looked at four of the Beatitudes, so we've got four more to go, a lot more learning to do. And what we're learning so far is that we need to be willing that when others take, we continue to be willing to give. We need to love when others hate, to help when others abuse, and to encourage when people pour scorn on us. To forgive, not just excuse, as Joshua has been telling us, when others say that it's not possible to forgive. Don't expect fame and fortune as a Christian. Instead, mourning, hunger, persecution are all part of being a Christian. But there will be a reward. And this is one of the beautiful things about the Beatitude. It tells us about the blessing at the end, in the life to come. Michael Mouse was a wee, insignificant creature, or as Burns put it, a sleekit, coorin, timorous beastie. And maybe we're like that some of the time. But he wanted to find out about this something new that was impinging on his life. He asked the owl for advice. He made a long and difficult journey. He encountered some pretty unpleasant folk who weren't going to let him into their secret unless he fitted certain criteria, i.e. a present. Does this ring true for your life in general? Michael displays determination. He was the least of the animals there, and he gave himself for as long as he was needed. I wonder if we're prepared to do that. And as we read the Beatitudes, we read of blessedness. And this is blessing now, which we may find difficult to accept in some form. But there's also a promise of a future blessing with each Beatitude. The idea of blessedness offers encouragement, particularly to the disadvantaged, the weak, and the poor, who can so often be discouraged, but also to all of us. We looked at poor in spirit and found that we need to be recognizing our need for God to be leading and guiding our lives rather than putting our own wants and needs first in our lives. God humbles us as we find out what a great God he is, that we are sinful and that we can depend on him, that he loves us so much that he sent Jesus to live with us, to die for us, and be resurrected so that he can live with us forever. How great is our God! God humbles us, blessing some to be contentedly poor and others to be usefully rich. I was very aware of that in Zambia and Malawi, how folk who had so little were content. In Zambia, a lady shared her last tea bag with us. Now, that may seem a bit crazy to you, but believe me, it was her last tea bag. She wanted to share it. We as white people and from the West were rich And by golly, we were rich compared to them. But their trust and their humility, not all of them, but a lot of them, was really a big lesson to me. In many ways, Michael Mouse illustrates this as a wee insignificant creature. No riches, no present, but he gave himself and he was blessed. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Probably we often think of this as mourning over the death of someone. But it's much more than that. It's mourning over our sinfulness and the broken state of our world. Jesus understands death. He understands how painful it is. If you remember the story of Lazarus, where he wept over the death of his friend. And as we bring our sinfulness and that of the world to God, we can find repentance, freedom, and as promised, we will be comforted as we move forward with Jesus and find that all will ultimately be well. He is and will be victorious. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. We had a great debate over the meaning of the word meek. I won't go on into all the ins and outs because it took us quite a long time. But after lots of discussion, I think we agreed that it was to do with submitting yourself to God and being gentle to men and women and our attitude. Things happen when, without being a bully and coercing folk to do things, things change. Gentle firmness pays dividends, and folk are much more likely to respond positively to this kind of approach. If you, like Michael Mouse, submitted himself to blocking up the hole, never minding his own discomfort and all the abuse he'd been handed down by all the other animals. He was blessed by being there and meeting Jesus, and his own discomfort in so many ways was comforted. And that's what Jesus can do in our lives. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. We came to hunger and righteousness' sake, and we talked a lot about justice and peace. And we realized that we need to wait in peace and humility for God's kingdom, and not to try to force God's hand. We're a kind of impatient people, and we want to do this and do that. And some of the time, it's not what God wants for us. So we don't stand back. God needs our earthly presence, but to work with him. We need to be trusting God and not in our own strength and not in what the world offers us. And there will be times when our own wealth and our education may get in the way and even corrupt our Christian faith. And again, in Zambia and Malawi, I was very aware of this, the simple trust they had that God would do things for them, and he did. Michael Mouse didn't let the bullies stop him getting to where he wanted to be. He knew where he was going. So no matter how we, insignificant, lacking in knowledge and experience we are, or feel we are, God can and does use us if we let him, as we recognize our poverty of spirit, our need for repentance and healing of brokenness and mourning, and our need to submit to him and our pursuit of justice and peace, all under his guidance. We might share the other four with you later, I'm not sure. So life isn't all sunshine and roses as a Christian. And we may go through all sorts of things in our lives. But we always have Jesus at our side. And that is wonderful. So let's sing again for the joys and for the sorrows. Let us pray for others. Lord, we pray for the poor in spirit, for all those who recognize their poverty of spirit, their need and their longing for you. We ask that there will be someone you send to be alongside as they begin and continue their journey to you. For those who mourn their loved ones, for fellow travellers in war, as refugees, those who have died, and those who recognise their own sinfulness and that of our broken world. Comfort and encourage them and bring them to a clearer relationship with and the knowledge of you. For the meek who submit to your ways, not being walked over, as their example and your love shines through their lives to others, and through them, many small changes happen, leading to your kingdom on earth. For those who continue to work for peace and justice, wherever they are, in the Democratic Republic of Congo among the Mobutu Pygmy people, in Myanmar and Bangladesh among the Rohingya people, and in many other places among homeless, addicted, discouraged, feeling that there is nothing else to live for, here at home in the UK and beyond. For all who share your gospel in whatever way they can and wherever they are, remembering particularly Jen and Richard in Mali and Linda with Highlands and Islands Youth for Christ in Inverness. There will be many others. Let's have a quiet time to remember others that you want to pray for. Lord, in your mercy, hear all our prayers uttered and silent, and let our cry come to you today and at all other times when we pray. Amen. We're going to sing our final hymn. It's new to you. It's new to me as well. But I think the words are rather good. And it kind of takes us through the Beatitudes. Complete the work you have started in me. O come, Lord Jesus, shake my life again.
Say the word.
Into the world, knowing that Jesus blesses us despite our being poor in spirit, mourning as we try to show his meekness and continue to work for justice and peace in our world. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you forever.